we've all been there, right? You find something, some new treatment, you get your hopes up, and then bam, insurance denies you.
The worst.
It's such a punch to the gut, especially when it has to do with, you know, your health, right?
Right.
So today we're tackling something that's so timely. We're talking about navigating these insurance denials specifically for GLP-1RA weight loss medications.
Okay.
Now, you know, if you're listening to this deep dive, you've probably already done some research on GLP-1RAs.
Yeah.
So we're going to dive straight to, like, the meat of it.
Okay.
What happens when your insurance company and your weight loss goals, they're just not seeing eye to eye?
Yeah, it's incredibly frustrating. Like, you could just envision this healthier future for yourself. And then it's like you hit this bureaucratic brick wall.
Yeah. And it's so easy to just feel defeated, right?
Right.
But I think the first thing to remember is a denial is not a full stop.
Okay.
It's more like a fork in the road. Instead of feeling defeated, consider this like your permission slip to really become a health advocate.
Yes, I love that. And for anyone facing this, you know, first thing, you are not alone. A lot of these denials, they kind of come down to two phrases. Medically necessary.
Okay.
And formulary list.
So let's break those down. What are those and why do they have so much power?
So medically necessary insurance companies, they have very specific definitions for what they consider medically necessary.
Okay.
Which unfortunately isn't always the same as what you and your doctor agree on.
Right, right.
And then formulary list, it's basically just their list of medications they cover.
Okay.
So if your medication isn't on there, you know, it's an uphill battle for sure.
It's like walking into a restaurant.
Okay.
And you're craving their famous salmon, right?
Yeah.
But they have this whole thing where salmon is considered a special occasion dish.
Oh, no.
And then on top of that, it's not even on the menu.
Oh, no.
So you're sitting there like, how do I even order what I need here?
Right. Exactly. And I think, like at a restaurant, sometimes you got to be willing to advocate for yourself a little bit to get what you need.
Yeah.
And that starts with, you know, don't just shove that denial letter in a drawer.
Right.
Take some time, really dissect it. Like, what are the specific reasons they're giving you?
Yeah.
Are they saying it's not medically necessary? Is it a formulary issue? Or is there something else entirely?
So we're like highlighting, underlining.
Yes, this is your treasure map.
Yes, love that. So instead of feeling lost, we're now treasure hunters on a mission.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got our map. What about a trusty sidekick?
Yes. So your healthcare provider.
Yeah.
Your doctor. This is your most valuable ally.
Yes.
And I don't just mean, you know, for the initial prescription.
Yeah.
Really, they should be your partner in this.
Right, because they're more than just prescription writers, right? They're
right.
Your partners in health.
Exactly. Exactly. So talk to them about the denial, show them the reasons why.
Yeah.
And you can work together to gather evidence, to strengthen your case. And this is where a really, like, powerful letter of medical necessity comes in.
Not just a signature.
No.
A real explanation.
Yeah, like, why this medication? Why now?
Yeah.
What makes it so important for your health journey?
Yes. So has your doctor actually documented other weight loss attempts that haven't worked?
Right.
Are there any studies showing that this medication is particularly effective for people with, you know, your specific health conditions?
Exactly.
All those details just kind of help paint a clearer picture for that insurance company.
Right. They need it.
Yeah. So step one, becoming an investigator, right? Understand the why.
Yes.
And then with your doctor, build that strong case.
Exactly. It really is about, you know, it's about presenting yourself as someone who's informed, right? Not just like, please, can I have this? It's here's why I need this.
Right, right.
And that kind of brings us to our next step, the appeal.
Okay.
I know. That word.
It makes everyone cringe.
It sounds like paperwork, deadlines, like phone calls on hold. It can be a little bit of a process, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But it's not as daunting as it seems. Think of it this way, like a well-crafted appeal. It's really your chance to kind of hit the reset button with your insurance company.
Okay, so how do we craft that reset button?
So imagine you're like building a case for like this very important meeting, right? You want to be organized, you want to be prepared, and you want to just lay it all out there. And you want to advocate for your position with clear facts.
So ditch the emotional police.
Yes, politely.
Okay.
But we got to stick to those facts.
Let's stick to the facts.
Right. Your appeal letter, it needs to be polite but firm.
Okay.
And you really want to focus on the evidence that supports your need for this medication.
Yeah.
So you want to clearly state the denial reasons and then just go down point by point with your counter arguments.
So that detective work that we did in the first step is coming in handy right here.
Yes. Did your doctor provide a strong letter of medical necessity? Did you find any research studies that support the use of GLP-1RAs, particularly for people with your specific health conditions?
Yeah.
Include that.
We came prepared.
Yes.
We did our research.
You said X, but actually Y is true in my case, and here's the proof.
Exactly.
Okay, I like it. Is there anything else we need to be doing while we're kind of in this waiting period, waiting for them to get back to us?
So while you're channeling your inner advocate, also channel your inner record keeper.
Okay.
Make copies of everything.
Yeah.
Your appeal letter, any supporting documents you included.
Yeah.
Even just like jot down the date that you sent it. Trust me, this will come in handy later.
Because we might be playing a little bit of a waiting game here.
You will. It's going to require some patience.
Right.
There might be some back and forth. Yeah. You might go through a couple rounds of appeals.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to follow up.
So even if it feels like we're like navigating a maze,
mm-hmm.
persistence is key.
Okay. Now, I want to talk about that moment when even after all of that, even after, you know, we've gone through the appeal process, we've been super persistent, we get another no.
Yeah. What do we do?
Does that mean giving up on GLP-1RAs altogether?
Absolutely not. This is where those, you know, remember those alternative routes we talked about?
Yes.
We got to start exploring those.
The plot twist.
Yeah.
I love that our deep dives are all about, like, uncovering those little, like, kind of secret paths and solutions.
Yeah, for sure.
So where do we begin?
Let's talk about patient assistance programs.
Okay.
Or, like, PAPs, for short.
PAPs. Okay, so I've heard of PAPs.
Okay.
But I'll be honest, I always thought they were only for people who didn't have insurance.
That is a common misconception.
Yeah.
And yes, they're incredibly helpful for the uninsured, but PAPs, they can also be a real lifeline for people who do have insurance, but they're still facing these like super high out-of-pocket costs.
Okay.
Yes.
So even if you technically have coverage,
right,
but those copays, deductibles, they're just like making your eyes water.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
PIPs could still be an option.
They could be.
So we're talking about potentially, you know, getting your medication at a much lower price or even free.
Sometimes. Yeah, depending.
Wow. Who wouldn't want that? So it's not like this big, complicated thing.
Yeah, not necessarily. Yeah. You generally will need some documentation proving your financial need.
Okay.
So think like tax returns, pay stubs, things like that.
Right.
And your healthcare provider will probably need to get involved too, just to, you know.
To like confer.
Yeah, confirm everything.
Yes, they really do need this medication.
Exactly. Exactly. But once you kind of have all your ducks in a row.
Yeah.
You'll typically apply through the pharmaceutical company's website or sometimes they have like a dedicated portal.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just you submit your application and then much like with the appeals process, a little patience, a little persistence can go a long way.
Persistence is key in all aspects of life.
It is.
Now, I do want to say, even if a PIP is like, you know, your golden ticket.
There might still be a waiting period for approval.
Yeah, there could be.
So we've talked about PAPs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a fantastic option for a lot of people. But what if, for whatever reason, you know, that doesn't work out? What other, like, detours can we take on this road to, like, affordable medication? Don't worry. There's still some, like, really great options, even if PAPs aren't the right fit.
Okay.
Let's talk about discount programs.
Okay.
And savings cards.
Yeah.
They're like these secret weapons for, like, you know, stretching your healthcare dollars.
Right.
Have you ever used, like, a coupon app when you're shopping online?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same idea, but for prescription drugs.
Exactly. A lot of people don't realize that these exist, but they can really, really make a difference. And there are two main types to keep in mind. You've got your manufacturer-specific programs.
Okay.
And then you've got your third-party options.
Okay. So manufacturer-specific, we're going straight to, like, the source, the company that makes the drug. Exactly. So a lot of pharmaceutical companies, they'll offer these savings cards.
Okay.
They can significantly reduce the cost of their medications.
Oh.
And usually these are really easy to find right on their website.
Okay.
And they're pretty simple to use. You just present it at the pharmacy when you're, you know, picking up your prescription.
Easy peasy. And then what about these third-party options? Those are the ones I'm less familiar with.
Yeah. So those are kind of like those coupon platforms, but specifically for prescriptions. So, you know, like GoodRx, Single Care, those are two of the like big popular ones.
These are those.
Yeah, and they basically just partner with pharmacies to negotiate these discounts.
Okay.
And you can often find some really amazing deals through them.
So if you're using a manufacturer coupon and checking one of these third-party websites, you could really be like, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's like price matching, but for your prescriptions.
Yeah. Be a detective for your own, you know, for your own wallet.
Exactly. Exactly.
Love it. So those are all great strategies for like kind of, you know, bringing that cost down, you know, after you've gotten a denial potentially. But what if we could like get ahead of the curve a little bit?
Right.
What if we could like, you know, be proactive in this process?
This is where like that long-term thinking comes in, right?
Right.
So have you talked to your doctor at all about maybe like alternative medications, maybe within the same class of drugs as GLP-1RAs?
Okay.
Because there might be another option out there that has like better coverage.
Okay.
But it can still help you achieve those same weight loss goals.
So again, it's like that open communication with your doctor.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, here are my needs, but also here are, you know, my limitations in terms of like, you know, what I can afford.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, it might take a little bit of trial and error to find the perfect fit.
Right.
But just know, like, you're not alone in this, right? Your doctor, they're there to help you.
They are on your team.
They're there to help you navigate these decisions. They can, you know, advocate for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Switching gears a little bit, because there's one more option that we haven't talked about yet.
Okay.
Clinical trials.
Yes, yeah.
Now I feel like there's like this air of mystery around clinical trials.
A little bit, yeah.
But really, when we break it down, clinical trials, they're research studies.
Right.
That are designed to basically test the safety and effectiveness of new drugs, new treatments.
Right, yeah. Right. That's how we make all the advancements in medicine.
Right, exactly. And so by, you know, someone participating in a clinical trial, not only are they potentially helping themselves,
right,
but they're also contributing to, you know, this larger body of research.
Exactly. You're contributing to something much, much bigger than yourself.
I love that. And because these trials are so essential,
right,
they often come with a really nice perk, which is access to, you know, these cutting edge treatments, sometimes at little to no cost.
Something that's free medication, free treatment.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you've been denied coverage for, you know, a medication like a GLP-1RA, because it's newer, participating in a clinical trial, it could be a way for you to, you know, to get access to that. While also, like I said, you know, furthering that research.
Right. It's a win-win.
Win-win for everyone. Okay. But with so many clinical trials happening, I mean, how do you even begin to, like, find one that's a good fit?
Yeah. This is where you're going to put on your, like, your researcher hat again.
Okay.
And get online. Because there's a great resource.
Okay.
It's a government-run website. It's called clinicaltrials.gov.
Okay.
And it basically lists clinical trials that are happening all over the country.
So it's like a matchmaking service almost?
Almost, yeah. You can like search based off your condition, your location, sometimes even the specific type of treatment that's being studied.
Okay, that is incredible. So you go on there, you can put in your criteria, you can kind of see what's out there.
Exactly, exactly. Now, before you get too excited, just make sure that you really, really thoroughly read through those eligibility requirements.
Right, because
because these clinical trials, they have very specific requirements.
Right.
Oftentimes, like, you know, your age, your overall health, you know, your medical history.
You make sure that they're getting the right participants.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know,
we want to make sure that, like, the research is sound.
Right, right.
Just as important as the eligibility is really understanding those risks and benefits. Because, you know, any medical treatment, even like the ones that are super well established,
right,
they come with potential side effects.
They do.
So, you know, talk to your doctor, talk to the research team.
Right.
Don't be afraid to ask questions. Make sure you're comfortable with it.
Yeah, because this is like, you know, participating in a clinical trial, it is a personal decision.
It is.
And, you know, it's incredible that we have this opportunity, you know, to access these new treatments and to help kind of like further along this research. But, you know, it's not the right path for everyone.
And that's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So we've talked about a lot.
We have.
But there's one more thing I want to touch on before we wrap up today. And it's something that, you know, people don't always think about it, but it can be incredibly helpful. And that's, you know, looking into your employer.
Oh, yes.
For resources.
Yes, your benefits.
Because you might be surprised what kind of like benefits are kind of like tucked away.
Right. Tucked away in that employee handbook that nobody reads.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I don't usually curl up with my employee handbook.
Right. Exactly.
For fun.
Yeah.
But
it can be helpful.
It can.
Because a lot of employers nowadays, they're offering, you know, these weight management programs
okay.
as part of their benefits packages.
Okay.
So this could include things like, you know, gym memberships, maybe discounts on like fitness trackers, sometimes even coverage for weight loss medication.
It's like finding hidden treasure where you least expect it.
Exactly. So reach out to your HR department, benefits manager, just ask, hey, what do you have in terms of like weight management?
Mm-hmm.
Like what's available to me?
Yeah. And don't be afraid to like, you know, specifically mention GLP-1RAs.
Yes, be direct.
Be direct. Like, this is what I'm looking for. Like, are there any resources that you can point me to?
Exactly.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Well, we have covered so much ground in this deep dive.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of information.
From like, you know, appealing in denial to PAPS to these discount programs to clinical trials, employer resources. It can feel overwhelming.
It can.
But I think what I've really taken away from this conversation is it's about empowering yourself.
Yes.
With information.
Yes.
Being persistent.
Yes.
And exploring every avenue, because a denial.
Right.
It's not the end of your story.
It's not.
It's simply a chapter.
I love that.
And oftentimes those like, you know, detours lead us to like discovering even better paths for our health journey, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It's about like finding what works best for you.
Yes.
And sometimes it takes a little bit of, you know, trial and error.
Yeah.
But it's out there.
It is. So to everyone listening, you know, keep researching, keep asking questions, and keep advocating for your well-being.
You got this.
Yes. Until next time on The Deep Dive, we'll see you then.